I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's come back. We'll come back to college football here in a second because I want to bring in Jason LaCanfora, who joins us every Tuesday. Jason, first of all, you know, we've been talking a little bit about Urban Meyer. Actually, we've been talking a lot about Urban Meyer, Jace. And we talked to Mary Kay Cabot earlier. Do you think that if he decides he wants to coach, that there would ever be a place for him in the NFL if he wants to come back and if this is something that maybe would be on his agenda somewhere down the road?
I don't know that I could rule it out because, like, I'll just go back to, you know, my freshman year of college and Con 101 and supply and demand. If they're going to keep firing 6 to 9 coaches every year and be as inept as they are at producing at the professional, you can't keep up. You can't keep pace with, you know, another batch of hot coordinators every year if this is the rate of attrition. And if people don't want to go the NFL retread route, right, if people don't want to talk about Jeff Fisher, you know, or Chuck Pagano or Jack Del Rio, although I'll bet you right now one of those three guys gets a job this year because I just can't make the numbers work without it. You know, where are they coming from? You know, there's no spring league. There's no developmental league. The colleges are paying so much money that a lot of the best young college guys will only go when they think it's absolutely perfect, and they can use these NFL teams to keep getting more money at college but stay running their little fiefdoms. So, yeah, I mean, if you got out for a year and, you know, next year there's 8 teams looking for coaches and the landscape looks anything like it does right now, which is I don't know where all these coaches are coming from, especially if only maybe 1 or 2 max leave from college, and even 2 is probably high. It might be none. Then, yeah, I think there'll be somebody who would maybe play footsie with him a little bit in some capacity. It wouldn't shock me. Stranger things have happened.
Jason, you just used a perfect word, fiefdom. And because to me that's the one thing about college football that's always driven me nuts is these guys are treated like they've like created a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
When they're coaching football, and NFL coaches are treated as if, hey, did you produce this year? Up, you're out. Sorry.
Yeah.
And to me, it's such a strange situation in college football. I've never really appreciated it or liked it.
Yeah. I look, we could do 5 hours on my thoughts on quote unquote amateurism and the NCAA and the ability of these coaches to pick up and leave. You know, violate a contract, hang a kid out to dry, pull a scholarship, you know, whack a kid because he got injured, threaten him if he tries to transfer. I mean, all the sort of the vast bully pulpit they have versus the lack of protection for the, and this is in big quotes, student athlete. It's fairly sickening to me. I have a hard time stomaching 6-time college sports as a whole. I mean, like, I take my kids to keep on conference sports. We'll go to, you know, smaller schools like in our neighborhood. You know, we'll go see their women's hoops program. We'll go see their gymnastics. We'll go see, you know, men's hoops. But, like, I would have a hard time supporting or embracing any big-time men's college or you know, football program. It's a little too unseemly for me.
Jace, let's get back to the Browns here. By the way, just a reminder, you're on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline that, you know, the Browns ran into a team that is red hot right now in Houston. Your thoughts on Sunday's game and how good is Houston?
They're good. I mean, they're a good football team. They really, the key has been a couple of things. You know, that the quarterback coming off a significant injury the last 5 weeks has been a lot better than the first 5 for sure. He's more willing to run now, more able to run. He trusts that knee more. You can see it. And at the very same time, they realize the deficiencies with their tackles and what they can't do in pass protection. So they've become, you know, the most one of the most balanced teams in the NFL. I mean, the only team that's running the ball more than him right now is Baltimore. Baltimore's running a college offense, basically. And they're basically running the offense with Lamar Jackson. So, you know, the thing I think that's getting overlooked is what Lamar Miller's meant to them, and now that offensive line got the outside zone stuff going. And they're gashing people, and Watson is only throwing the ball 20 to 25 times a game, which is perfect. They've got arguably the best wide receiver on the planet, enough complimentary parts. And Watt has looked infinitely better the second half of the season than the first. And you got Clowney playing for a contract. I don't love the secondary. I don't love the offensive line, but nobody's got everything in the modern NFL. They play in a division where, I mean, whatever, you know? I mean, the Colts have a decent record, but nobody thinks much of the Colts roster right now. They're obviously rebuilding. Tennessee's perpetually 6-9 wins, and Jacksonville's a dumpster fire. So, yeah, I mean, Houston's in a good spot to secure a first-round bye.
Jason LaCanfora joining us. Jason, Mike McCarthy let go in Green Bay. Does he want to coach again next year? And how many suitors will he have? How much might he be in consideration here in Cleveland?
I think he'll take his time. He now has the ability to sit back and take his time and talk to his agent and assess the landscape and see which jobs would be particularly attractive to him and see if he thinks it's a good fit. But someone with his resume and his pedigree is going to be one of the top candidates any year. This year, I would say, is probably a particularly good time because there's some jobs where you already have a quarterback that are out there. And the difference between the haves and the have-nots, the difference between the what a Harbaugh can command and how hot people will be for him if he's out there, how hot they'll be for McCarthy, you know, the kind of action that Ron Rivera will get if he's let go versus the rest of the field. Saying all that, though, he may decide, I'm going to spend the whole year with my family and do a little bit of TV and study offensive concepts around college and the NFL. And then see what's out there a year from now. So there's no guarantee that he coaches. You know, I talked to some people close to him, and I don't know that anybody has a feel for it. Just caught him by surprise, and he's got, you know, a lot of emotions to deal with before he even gets around to thinking about his future. Would Cleveland be a fit? I don't think that's how this thing goes. Just me reading the tea leaves and my sense of maybe where he is and maybe where they are, I'm not sure that's how this went. It's very, very early, obviously, but right now I'd be surprised if Mike McCarthy ends up a Cleveland.
Jace, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We know you're on short time today, so we appreciate you, and of course we love watching you on CBS as well. Thanks, Jace.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you, Jason.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.